It's time now for business. We say hello to Kemi Knight. Kemi, you're going to be counting for us the cost of heat waves. But first, we have some news that's hot off the presses. We're talking about Donald Trump announcing a trade deal with Vietnam.
That's right. With days to go before the 90-day pause comes to an end, it would appear Donald Trump has struck a third deal, at least according to his post on Truth Social. Trump says Vietnam will now be subject to a 20% tariff on its imports to the US, saying that in return, the US would have tariff-free access to Vietnam's markets. It's not clear yet if the deal is finalized or whether Vietnam has agreed to what Trump announced, but it comes less than a week before the 90-day pause is set to come to an end. The initial announcement provided for a 46% blanket tariff on Vietnamese imports to the US, so the deal will come as a slight relief, though apparel companies that rely on Vietnam's manufacturing capacity would likely have been hoping for an even lower rate. Now, as Europe swelters under scorching temperatures, a report by Allianz Research shows that recent heat waves across Europe could slow economic growth by half a percentage point in 2025. In Europe, GDP losses range from 0.1 percentage points for Germany to as much as 1.4 percentage points for Spain, where temperatures are around 10 degrees higher in the summer. Luke Schrager takes a closer look.
As the sun rises, so too does the temperature. Even while workers outdoors try to beat the heat by starting early.
We've adapted the working hours, no more than 6 hours a day, because after 11:30 or noon the temperature becomes unbearable, so we need to take a break.
That, though, is exactly the kind of thing that a new report from Allianz Research is pointing to as a consequence of extreme temperatures. Lost productivity and a cost to GDP of an average of half a percentage point in Europe in 2025. In fact, it's thought heat waves this year will have reduced potential working hours worldwide by 2.2%, the equivalent of 80 million full-time jobs, with temperatures over 32 degrees Celsius the same as half a day of strikes. Beyond a degraded ability to perform physical work during a heat wave, there are other losses too. The higher the mercury, the less people want to move, and that costs businesses of all kinds, from restaurants lacking diners to this bakery juggling a similar downturn and rising bills.
We spend a lot more on energy, a lot more on equipment maintenance because it suffers a lot. And on top of that, we lose a lot of business because when it gets really hot like this, people come in less and consume less.
Agriculture, too, sees issues, with heat driving up growing and irrigation costs and ultimately food prices, with the European Investment Bank putting climate-induced losses across the EU at over 28 billion euros a year.
A French court has sentenced three former Ubisoft executives to suspended prison terms for enabling a culture of sexual and psychological harassment at the company. Thomas François, who was editorial vice president at the gaming giant, was also convicted on a charge of attempted sexual assault and received the heaviest sentence of a suspended three-year term. During the trial, the court heard that François would greet employees using inappropriate names, attempt to touch their genitals as part of so-called games, and try to kiss male employees by surprise. The court also ordered him to pay a 30,000 euro fine. Former chief creative officer Serge Esquet and Guillaume Petru were also handed suspended sentences for harassment. Ubisoft started investigations after the media reported the claims, leading to wider criticism of the gaming industry in France. During the trial, the defense lawyers insisted that their clients had never received any disciplinary warnings from HR. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer won a key vote in Parliament Tuesday on his plans to trim welfare spending, but only after a number of last-minute concessions to avoid opposition from his own Labour Party. The original reform had aimed to save £5 billion annually by 2030, but questions now remain on how this new diluted reform will be funded, with economists now expecting no net savings in that timeframe. Some analysts predict the government will have to raise taxes as a result, and the UK's budget watchdog says it's likely to downgrade growth projections, adding to the list of headaches for Finance Minister Rachel Reeves, who appeared visibly upset in the House of Commons. As expected, the welfare bill dominated this morning's Prime Minister's questions. Take a listen.
What we delivered last night was a bill which ends mandatory reassessment of those with severe disabilities. That is the right thing to do. It rebalances universal credit. That is long overdue. the reformed welfare system that we're putting in place will be better for individuals, better for the taxpayer, and better for the economy.
He knows it doesn't save any money. It's going to cost millions. This is the first Prime Minister in history to propose a bill to save money who ended up with a bill which costs money.
UK borrowing costs actually spiked in early afternoon trading amid questions over the future of the finance minister and Britain's fiscal credibility.
All right, many thanks for that. Kemi Knight will be back with more business news later. It's time for